Please wait. Audio boom.
OCO. It's Cherokee Princess. And that is my new guitar. My one and only guitar, actually. Would be a better way to say that. I ordered it Sunday night. They shipped it Monday morning, and it got here today. And it's Thursday. Supposed to be here yesterday. But, that is the fault of FedEx Ground. Not my favorite people, but whatever. So anyway, it's here. It's an acoustic guitar. It's very well... Anyway, it's very well varnished. And, hang on, I hope that this is... Yeah, it stayed on record. It's very well varnished and very slick and smooth and smells a little bit woody. It is mahogany and possibly some other type of wood. It's not real smelly like my cedar box that I made, but it's a little bit woodsy smelling. It's a 6-string. I'm pretty sure it's already tuned. It sounds like it to me. I'll let you guys hear for yourself if you think it's tuned. I've never played guitar, ever. This is something new that I'm trying, thanks to my friend Nick. 6489. And, he kinda inspired me to try and pick up, you know, learning the guitar. I'm a little nervous about it, but, I've just got some lessons for very, very, very beginner guitar. So, hopefully that will go well. So, here's the strings from bottom to top. Now, it didn't come... I'm sorry, I can't play anything. You might want to hear a song. I cannot play a song because, like, that's as much... You know, that's the most I can play right now. That's all I can play. So, yeah, I've got a lot of learning to do. Anyway, it was not very expensive at all. Like, amazingly affordable. It did not come with a pick. It did not come with a case or a strap or anything. It came with a lot of papers and some user guides in print, obviously. Go figure. And the only thing about that is all the papers and the user manuals and how to maintain it are all for the electric guitar. So somebody fucked up, you know, when they were putting the box together. And I emailed them just... like 5 minutes ago, and asked them if they would send me the acoustic guitar stuff, because there's even like a little tool for the bridge that they sent me, but it's for the electric guitar. So hopefully they'll be sending that to me shortly. He jumped right on it. Like, I emailed him, pressed send, and like within probably 2 minutes or less, he had replied back, so. Anyway, this is the post that I was telling y'all about in my strung out post. I believe that's when it was. I can't even remember. That was such a rough day. When I said I would be posting about something brand new that I've never had any experience with and I've never talked about. This is that post, so hopefully you're not too disappointed. But anyway, it's a very nice guitar. I just have to find a case and hopefully some extra strings, which I'll have to get help with because I don't know if I can I don't know if there's a way I can accidentally order the wrong stuff, the wrong guitar strings, or I don't, I just want to be, I don't want to have to return things. But anyway, it's from Sweetwater, by the way. Really, really surprisingly affordable, and it's comfortable to hold it. It's not like it's too big for me or too heavy or anything. It's very, it's a very nice, simple, natural looking acoustic guitar. So anyway, thank you to Nick. I've told him a billion times, but seriously, thank you, because this really could be the start of something that might become, you know, therapeutic even for me. This might be the start of something really, really cool. So, anyway, I wanted to tell y'all that, and I will keep y'all posted on updates if, you know, if I get very good at learning or if I have trouble or anything. So, I'll talk to y'all later.